Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Watch Out for Fruits. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I have just read the New King James Version. Aishat gave her life to Christ during her time on campus. After graduating and moving into her own apartment, she sought a local church to join. The first church she attended was led by a prophet known for his remarkable gift of the word of knowledge. During her first visit, he accurately revealed certain personal details about her life and invited her for a private session. After meeting with him twice, Aishat became uneasy about the way he behaved around her. His looks, his touches, and his overly familiar manner were inappropriate. Eventually, she discovered that he was an immoral man with several girlfriends and that his real motive was to make her one of them because of her beauty. Thankfully, Aishat had received proper discipleship training during her campus years. She discerned the situation and wisely chose to distance herself from him. On the day of judgment, no one will be able to deceive the Lord. Those who boast of their spiritual gifts, prophecy, miracles, or casting out demons may mistakenly believe these works guarantee their standing before God. But Jesus makes it clear that only those who are his true disciples, who love him, obey his commandments, and submit to his lordship, are truly known by him. Scripture reminds us that those who love God are known by him. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3. As you reflect on today's message, remember that by their fruits, you shall know them. The fruit of a person's life, seen in their character and conduct, is what truly matters. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. Avoid submitting to the authority of any minister whose life bears bad fruit. Your walk with God and your spiritual growth should never be compromised. Go into today with this awareness. God values fruitfulness over works of power. Remain steadfast in your relationship with him and seek spiritual leaders whose lives reflect Christ-like character. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to discern good fruits and to bear fruit in my own life. Guide me to be faithful in following you and aligning my life with your word. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 134 to 136. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 134 to 136.
Psalm 134, a song of ascents.
Praise the Lord! All you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord! May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth.
Psalm 135.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and relent concerning his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak. Eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear. Nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. House of Israel, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 136.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
He remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
He gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.